I mean, he's real dynamic, and he doesn't play like this his first time being a full-time starter for sure. And he has a lot of weapons at his disposal, and, you know, he has a good defense to depend on and he can lean on, so he can just play not carefree, but he can play, you know, comfortable and trusting his team and trusting his running back, his receiving O-line, and trusting his defense. And the team believes in him. The head coach believes in him. So he's playing with a lot of confidence. And, you know, you can see in his play, and he's making a lot of great throws and making a lot of good decisions. So, you know, he's real impressive.
First time you saw him?
First time I saw him in preparing for him, you know, I think he was in Baltimore before, right. And he never really played other than like preseason for behind Joe Flacco. So, you know, I think I don't can't remember if I played against him in preseason or anything. But my first time preparing for him, you know, we prepared for a possibility of, you know, Baltimore running some Wildcat stuff in the past, but never really prepared for him as the starting quarterback. But, you know, he's impressive. I will give him that. He caught my attention.
What kind of pressure does that put on the defensive line? You know, it's different than facing Matt Ryan and.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know,
Kirk Cousins.
Definitely. You know, guys like Matt Ryan. You know, he would prefer to beat you with his arm. I'm not saying that. You know, he would rather run. But if Matt Ryan can't beat you with his arm and he takes off running, he's, you know, we have guys that can catch him for the most part. But if he, you know, can't find someone open and he decides to take off and run, you know, we're gonna have to. You know, DRC might have to. You know, come save us. You know, he's super fast and he's smart. He's not just running. He's not just going through one read and not seeing it and taking off running like a lot of mobile quarterbacks do. You know, he's going through progressions and he's making a smart decision. So, like I said, man, he impressed me. You know, I still got some more film to watch and, you know, I'll start getting down into, you know, breaking down the O-line and things like that. But as far as just watching him, you know, he's impressive.
It seems like guys have figured out that balance. Quarterbacks have figured out that balance. You know, when they first came into the league, it was like, oh, guys like Kaepernick, they would just run. And, or now it seems like guys are able to do a little bit more both and be better.
Well, I think the better for the mobile quarterback, I think the better they get at, you know, transitioning from just being a mobile quarterback to transition to being a guy that makes reads and things like that, the better they are. And you know, everybody progresses at a certain rate. You know, this guy, my opinion, I feel like he's progressed pretty good. It's only been, you know, 3 games, but, you know, I feel like he's made, you know, you wouldn't think that this is only his 4th game starting like that. You wouldn't think that, but, you know, he's pretty good, and he's learning fast, and, you know, he seems real comfortable. And, you know, we're going to try our best to make it uncomfortable for him. But, you know, as far as other guys, you know, it kind of became the way of the league. You know, they want guys that can run. You know, in my opinion, one of the top 3 or 4 quarterbacks in the league, Andrew Luck, can beat you with his arm, but he's just as athletic as anybody. So, you know, it's definitely the way the league is turning.